Coach, hot off the presses, we finally have the 2018 schedule. What stands out at you just first glance?
Well, first glance, it's a great bye week there. You know, it's almost at the halfway point. That's always a good thing for your football team. You know, rest is obviously needed at the halfway point. A Thursday night game, week seven. You know, it's kind of a mini bye also. So, you know, my job as a head coach is to find the find the best rest points for the players, and a bye week's it's a pretty good one.
I know coaches like to break things down into kind of quarters, especially with that 16-game season. You got 3 out of 4 in that first quarter. How important is that stretch going to be, making sure you get off on the right start at home?
Well, that's important. You know, obviously last year, you know, it was the same deal. We were 3-1. And after the bye, kind of went the wrong way. So it's important to have, you know, your home games early, you know, and that's you know, it's hard to play in front of our crowd, so it's exciting to have 3 out of 4 at home.
You mentioned that week 4 bye last year. This year, week 10, how much of an advantage is it to kind of get guys healthy at the end of the season rather than, you know, week 4?
Well, I think when you're playing good football, you want to continue to play. You know, last year we were 3-1 and playing really good football and had a early bye week, you know. So when you're playing good, you want to play more, and obviously our team was really healthy then also. So having a midway bye is always a good thing for your football team.
4 of 6 on the road towards the end of the season. Some divisional opponents in week 16 and 17. How important is it going to be playing good football on the road, especially in that home stretch?
Well, that's huge. You know, that's your playoff run time. You know, and you got Pittsburgh there. You got Cincinnati. You got, you know, two tough AFC North teams. You're at San Fran. You're at Oakland, you know, in, you know, two separate weeks there flying west. But, you know, winning late is always good to make your playoff push.
I know last year, under the lights, you open at home against the Chargers. This year, you're going to be opening up against Seattle. How much are you looking forward to getting back in front of those hometown fans?
Excited. You know, obviously, Seattle's been a dominant football team for a long time, so it's going to be a great opponent in front of our fans week 1, so we're excited about that.
September 9th, we'll be here before we know it. Coach,
Absolutely.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you. All right.